Hi, and welcome back to Breaking Through Autopilot. I'm Rebecca, a 40-something woman that is recently single in the last 6 months or so, and I have wonder. There's a pull for more. So today, I'm going to explore that pull. So I feel like more life's coming back into me. More opportunities are appearing. My mind's open and my heart, well, you know, my heart's coming around. You know, see, my mind always knew that there were no ceilings or question of what can be done. But my heart, which I also use a comparison for my center emotion, is what I see as transitional through these last 20 years. My center emotion, my heart, is what sends passion and motivation. I can tell you, well, my center emotion, my heart, had lost its luster, its can-do, and it's actually why I tried luster. I kind of saw it as a dark place for me to be. And I kind of got to the point where I thought to myself, why? Why would I do that? Because maybe I could, but what would it matter? And it's kind of lost its luster. So now, as I start exploring and have this creeping wonder that's coming in, and I ignite a passion again, I'll look back and think about it, and I wonder where those influences are, wondering where what it meant. And I can think about why I got to the place that I am today, where I'm having to reignite that spark and try not maybe to get there again. So I'll think about, did it matter? Did I matter during those periods? Did I have more than food and warmth and a place to live, but did I give intention to a fulfilled life? How come I forgot to dream? How come I stopped dreaming and thinking there could be more? What I forget to share abundant joy. And when I say abundant joy, I'm talking about a true smile. I mean, I generally was nice. I smiled and you know, was happy. But abundant joy to me is living from the inside out with much joy in my heart. And so it's, you know, earnestly listening to someone and giving specific encouragement and joy. An activity of joy instead of a relaxed, oh, how I enjoy this moment of time with you for right now. So I recently thought about all the books in my career, and I started to kind of go back and purchase some of those and read them again. And one of those books that came to mind was Who Moved My Cheese? Now, title is very cheesy, and I went to training once and thought, this is very cheesy. We're going to spend time and you know, looking back on those moments, I'm really glad that we took that time because now as I'm older and think back, it was that simplistic message that I can draw from and I can actually relate to, and I probably can share with others better because it is simplistic. So getting back to Who Moved My Cheese, it's a story of two mice and two humans that had their own way of seeing the cheese in front of them and the way they perceive their cheese for the future. And the cheese is a symbol of their satisfaction item, what brings them joy. It can be tangible and felt, such as a house or a car or money, food, or it can be an intangible item of satisfaction, such as security, faith, or relationship. So I thought about the label I put on myself looking back. Which of those characters would I be? I would probably be Scurry. Scurry is one of the mice, and at least what my heart, my center of emotion, was telling me was many of my years have been scurrying to the next deadline, the next need for others, the next short-term week, the month view, and now looking back to see that those short-term weeks and months turned out to be a very long portion of my life. So I thought about those characters and their comparisons. I realized that there were two others that I needed to explore. The humans in the story, him and Ha. And the humans are a little more complex individuals, so they could process reason and decide choice. Scurry really wasn't processing things. It really was living in that autopilot stage. Here you go, there it is, next, and then go to next. And well, if you lose that cheese, well, you go to the next cheese. That one's getting a little bit moldy, you go to the next cheese. And so you just really didn't think about it as much. So when I started thinking about if I were processing it, if I were living in attention and looking at him and Hall characters, what would it be? So, you know, probably both him and Hall at different times would be me. There are times when I was him, and him's a staller of choice. Their desire to keep my profession as it was. When I was a him, I keep my structured calendar as it is and know what to expect. But I also know there were times that I was like Ha. And so Ha had a little bit more initiative. It'd see my cheese dwindle to a supply that I could no longer feed my satisfaction or my lifestyle. There were definitely defining moments of intentional change, which were usually noticed by someone other than me, and I hemmed around quite a bit before I hauled over to overcome that fear of change and take the leap. Those moments we'll explore as we look back through this journey, so I need to see now if I could be a good portion of my life like any of the three characters, then which one would I be like now? Which character is most relatable to my life now? I realized it was still probably Scurry again, with the sense of him and Haw, because that sense of wonder is coming back. But there's him with that fear of change, that self-doubt that's present. And then there's Haw, that wonder, that variety. Why not see the variety of cheese that's out there, enjoy the energy created by it, and explore the variety? Now, I'm happy to say that Scurry is important, and getting what needs to be done is important. So I don't want everyone to lose that part of the character. But I'm also glad to say that Haw is winning out right now, and that there is a wonder, there is a joy to igniting what more is there. Now, it doesn't mean that I have to leave more of what is my current situation. So I'm not saying change a job. I'm not saying make these dramatic life changes like that. I'm saying look where you are. Look what opportunities are around you in your place of employment that may be a good one for you. Look at the support system around you. Look at the private activities that people have going on, your family and friends. Explore what other things their interests are. See what other interests that you might have. That's what I'm talking about with the Haw side. Don't go up and quit your job. Not that. So I'm going to look at one satisfaction cheese item just to kind of get you on the vein of thought of how I'm thinking about this. And one of those items for me is faith. So I know that I'm not in the place where I wanted to be. And I've known that for a long time. So I'm one of those people that I like to create a vision board. It stays there for a while, and every couple of years I create one and say, what is important to me? Let me focus that center. And we do that with my kids as well. When too much time is spent on video games or something, we'll pull the poster out and say, let's just write down some goals. Let's make one of our goals and make sure we're well-rounded and that we're giving time to what's important and not overindulging in one area. So going back to the faith, so I always had that at the top. I always thought, okay, that's the first and foremost thing I want, but I didn't practice that. And that's a big difference for me and the conviction over my heart is what I practice. So I had to pull out that Haw character and say I needed to kind of put my tennis shoes on. I needed to get running again, and I needed to be actionable, and I needed to be accountable to what I'm saying is important to me and make that happen. So I'm going to do that now, and I'm choosing to look back at that and have an actual relationship with the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for my Christianity belief, and I want to know that my heart's right with the Lord so I can explore that Haw energy that's creeping back into me, because I believe that that energy for me will give me the center to make sure it's in the right direction. And so, like I said, with Christianity for me, it is having the Lord as that center and having the freedom to feel that way and to witness and to be okay with my choice. I can't say that I always was when I was in relationships. I was sometimes more worried about having that open discussion because it may not have felt as comfortable. But now that there's no accountability and it's just to basically me, myself, and then I can say, why not? And get going, girl. Put those shoes on and let's get going. So I'm intentionally explored where I've attended church on and off for years. I'm going to make that commitment. I've signed up for a women's retreat to be more focused and think about that area of my life and to look for more satisfaction in that area, which I think will build into all the other areas. So I think that's my first center that needs to be done. I know it's meant for that short-term responsibilities and Scurry is going to get me to making some of those short-term commitments, but I don't want to settle for good enough. So I'm not going to settle for good enough in my faith and relationships either. When we were looking back at some of these other podcasts, we were asking you about intentional detours and whether you were living on autopilot. So I wondered, did you talk out any of those things with a friend? Could they see more intentional detours than you did? One example of my intentional detour is I was working really hard in a career and was at a pretty top position, and my mom had taken disability. I had two small children.
family support as and husband and marriage. And it was tough. And an opportunity came along for a position, and I certainly was thinking of other people, but someone closer to me said, maybe you. And maybe that was what I needed. So I did explore that, to take a life balance change and to change my occupation, to downsize just a little bit to be able to manage my work and life. And I remember them asking, why would you change that? And I said, I need work and life balance. And at this point, some personal affairs and taking care of others is just a little bit more important than being top at the other agency and career, that I couldn't give fully to both. And take that step back, and that I will always remember that, that someone else had to see that before I did, because I wouldn't let myself off the hook for that. And so I wondered, did you have any of those moments that you could talk through with your friend, that they recognize that, or they're recognizing that now, that there's a passion that you need to ignite again in a particular area that they've known that you've enjoyed over time, and looked, because it is common, other people see it before we do, you know. And typically they do, because they're admiring the strength that you're enduring, and or that they're sad that you've lost a spark of something. And so they can kind of see that better than we can. So I encourage you to pick up Who Moved My Cheese, or watch the YouTube video of the story to understand more about this Hem-Haw and Scurry character we talked about today. Understand maybe more about what's your cheese, what's your reaction intentions of knowing which what character you're being, what stands out for you. And what questions you want to ask yourself going forward. Is it time to evaluate your satisfaction items? So lace up your shoes, start a journey to get healthy, get a new position, love the position you're in with a new attitude, or make intentional time for your family, make intentional time for faith. I encourage you to post pictures, post-it notes, coloring pages, Bible verses, anything that motivates you to intentionally give thought to the area of your life you're intentionally looking at and deciding to look at differently, with more joy, or something to change about it. So let's keep exploring and unraveling the past to learn about the patterns and set a new course. Off we go. Fly.